Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Jones and Keefe.
I was told a deal is done.
Done.
Wow.
Done.
Oh, done. Yes.
Okay. Oh, wow.
That's
breaking.
A massive Hold news. On.
So how's your sourcing on this?
Sourcing is good.
What, is it solo sourcing? Do we have a backup? What's the...
Two sources.
Two sources. Cocoa bomb.
Rich Keefe might have to step aside after this one.
Jones and Keefe right now on WEEI.
Are you ready for a scoop-off?
We might have ourselves an old-fashioned scoop-off.
Guns are drawn.
That's right.
Opposing sides.
Scoop off. We might be in the middle of one.
Scoop off time.
Wiggy says Rich Keefe may have to step aside.
I heard Courtney's scoop.
Step off, bruh.
Cocoa bomb. Is that caught on? Is it Cocoa bomb?
Cocoa bomb. The official post on the WEEI social media account is it was a Cocoa bomb.
All right, so Scoops Keefe.
Yes.
V Cocoa bomb. Hockey Insider, Scoops Keefe, and Coco, who all over the place, because Coco had a big story last week about who's buying the Celtics.
Massive report. The three finalists to buy the Boston Celtics, which there's been very little reporting on. Yeah.
So
you're hearing differently than said Coco Bob.
So I got a little bit of intel last night, and I was like, oh, I'm looking forward to sharing it on the show, right? I wasn't going to make it about me. I wasn't going to post it last night. I was like, let me wait until the show, 10 a.m., Monday through Friday, 10 to 2. So I'm like, let me save it. Then I hear Coco this morning say that Jeremy Swayman has signed a deal with the Bruins. I almost drove off the road, Jones.
Yikes. Well, yeah, be careful.
I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
I almost did. I didn't. Everybody's safe. I made it in safely. The car's in front of me safely.
I'd imagine people are doing the same now when they hear scoop off.
I'm hearing...
Careful on the roads.
I'm kind of hearing the opposite.
Kind of hearing the opposite. Let's tighten it up.
I'm not hearing a deal. You're right.
Let's tighten up our wording.
I'm not Woj. People can pick it apart.
There's a lot of loose wording out there on, and this is not Courtney. Courtney was very clear in her wording.
No.
There's a lot of loose wording on what I would call in quotes.
Yeah.
Reports.
Yes.
A lot of loose wording out there. So let's tighten up our wording here, Keith.
So you saw me earlier today working the phones.
Oh,
you saw me in the back room working the phones.
So many phones.
So, a deal has not been done, from what I understand. They're going to begin camp without him, is what I also understand.
Well, he is definitely not on the roster of players who reported.
True.
Now, look, he could always show up.
Yeah.
And maybe that was the leverage play for him. I'm not going to show up. And they said, let's pay the guy. But, so far he has not reported.
Yeah, they are using it as sort of a, timetable or sort of like we're going to negotiate all up until camp, then we want you for camp. But I don't think he's going to be there at the start of camp. I don't believe negotiations have gone great. I think clearly Jeremy Swayman and the arbitration thing from a year ago has greatly affected him. He asked for a ton of money. The Bruins didn't want to give him a ton of money. It's been a much more difficult negotiation than I'm sure the Bruins anticipated. They've gotten a lot of guys signed to pretty team-friendly deals in years past. Swayman doesn't seem to want to play that game. His agent, famously around the league with other teams, doesn't want to play that game. I don't think a deal is done. Now, maybe Courtney's right. Maybe we'll find out at high noon today. Maybe Don Sweeney will announce it. But as of right now, I don't think a deal is done. And I also, this is also what I've been told. This is another scoop here, Jones.
Oh, a second scoop.
Yes. So I told you that the Swayman asked for 10.
Asked for or demanded?
Asked for.
Asked for.
Asked for. It's a negotiation, Jones.
He didn't demand it.
He asked for 10.
Interesting.
I don't believe the Bruins will go north of 8.
The Bruins will not go north of 8.
No, I don't think so.
Because I've seen some...
I saw a report that did say 8.5, which I don't believe that one either. Well, so there's a lot happening right now.
I would consider some spotty reporting.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I've seen the 8.5 AAV out there. To your knowledge, right. The Bruins will not go to that number.
Because I'm not going to look down on other scoops, right? Because I deal with that. In this world, I deal with that. There's a lot of...
scoop shaming.
There's a lot of scoop shaming going on. So I'm not scoop shaming anybody. I'm certainly not scoop shaming Courtney or some of those other figures that you've seen. But all I'll say is, like, Elliot Friedman or some of these guys, they haven't reported over $8 million, right? Or 8.5. It was the one we saw, $8.5 million per year. So, to the best of my knowledge, the Bruins won't go north of 8, and a deal has not been finalized.
Okay. Wow. Lot there.
Yeah, I know.
Lot there. And we were not aware. You got this intel, Keith, when?
Last night.
Last night, yep. You got this intel, so we were not aware of Courtney's scoop.
No, because I even texted you guys. I'm like, hey, I got some stuff for Swayman tomorrow.
I got some scoopage, and Courtney has a scoop as well. So look, we are not scoop shaming.
Yeah.
We're going to see who's right. Yeah, it's conflicting information.
It's a scoop off. Listen, look, it's a scoop off.
Here's what I think.
Old fashioned.
Here's what I think the real headline is.
Yeah, what's that?
I think people are coming to WEEI as the Bruin station.
I think you might be right.
I think people are talking.
Bees insiders.
Bees insiders.
You know, people are talking.
Yeah.
I got a bee problem at my house. You know about that.
That's a good point.
So add that to the mix.
So let me tell you, I think people are coming to WEEI as the Bruin station.
I think they probably should.
I think people want to talk Bruins to Courtney. People want to talk Bruins, and they have for a while, to hashtag Scoops Keith.
Correct.
And so, look, I don't know. I feel like kind of stuck in the middle on this
one. It's a hot topic, though. This is a hot topic. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to make you choose a side, because I think I already know side you're going to choose. No. But this is a hot topic. I mean, the Swayman thing is one of the bigger NHL stories in the across the sport.
You're going to hear this coming up.
Across North America.
Darren Dreger.
Yep.
Dregs. Good old Dregs. Yep. He led insider trading last night. The name that he led with all the restricted free agents and all the negotiations throughout the NHL, Jeremy Swayman. So I agree with you.
Yeah.
And who would argue with Scoops Keith?
So far, if you did, you'd be wrong.
I mean, on hockey, I wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't go there.
Correct.
He led the whole thing. So it's a big story, not just in Boston.
Yeah.
But it's a big story throughout the NHL. Yeah.
And so camp officially begins today, because we've been sort of talking about this off and on for a while when we've had different Swayman updates along the way. It's like, all right, well, camp starts soon, and the same thing with the NBA. It's like the NBA and the NHL season start so much quicker than you think. Mm-hmm. Like, the next thing you know, there's going to be preseason games for both of these teams. So they're back on the ice. They had that captain's practice however long ago, and Swayman was there for that. This is sort of a different animal. And so we'll hear from Sweeney and Jim Montgomery today, and I'm sure they're going to want to talk about the guys who are there, but I would imagine everybody else is going to want to talk about Jeremy Swayman.
Yeah, if you believe some of the reporting out there, they could come out today and announce it right at noon.
That'd be great.
They could.
That'd be great. I don't think so, but that'd be great.
Or they could come out and say, we're going to talk about the guys that are here, and reporting could turn. So an old-fashioned
scoop-off. Something's got to give.
Here on WEEI. Scoop off time.
That's right. Let's go.
No deal for Jeremy Swayman, according to Scoops Keefe. They are not close, according to Scoops Keefe. And the Bruins will not go north of $8 million, according to Scoops Keefe, who also reported a few weeks back, that Jeremy Swayman is asking for, not demanding, asking for
it's a negotiation.
$10 million,
especially because didn't we hear that the Bruins offered like 6.7? Was that what Spit and Chicklets had? 6.7. All right. So if you want 8 or 8.5, maybe you shoot for a little bit north of
There's
that.
There's a certain negotiating tactic to get there, which I would agree with. So if you have thoughts on the Bruins and Jeremy Swayman, they report to camp today. As Keith said, we have Don Sweeney and Jim Montgomery speaking shortly after noon. I think we'll check in at the podium.
Yes, let's
see what they have to say.
Yeah.
On the program here today, Jones and Keith, a lot of ways you can get in touch. On the phones, of course. Yes.
Maybe there'll be egg on my face. Maybe there'll be big old scrambled egg on my face. It could happen.
It could happen. I mean, look.
It hasn't happened yet.
There's two different ways of looking at this.
Yeah.
Either Scoops Keith
has
just a pristine track record.
It's 100% hit rate thus far.
And you'll never be wrong.
No.
Or at some point, you just say, well, we were due for one.
We were due for a trip up.
And you got to lean in on.
Maybe I was fed a bill of goods.
You got to lean in on the overall record of track record of reporting.
Also possible.
But there's a lot of ways to get in touch. And if you want to talk Bruins, get in early. 617-779-7937. Phone lines open for you. You can also text the show at 37937.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
With Swayman, I said this before, Keith.
Yeah.
If he gets north of 8, he won the negotiation.
It's a big win for him.
He broke the Bruins.
Yeah.
And I'm also on record saying I have no problem with it. And in fact, I'm rooting for him in the negotiations. The Bruins, I think, butchered this a long time ago, where they took him to arbitration. They wouldn't play him in the postseason. They wouldn't commit to him, even independent of all the contractual stuff. Even last year, you went into the postseason not knowing who was going to start game one, unless you listen to hashtag Scoops Keith.
Mm-hmm.
Allmark started game two, and if Allmark played well, they would have stuck with that stupid rotation. And so I think they butchered this a million different ways. They traded Allmark before they had to this offseason.
Right.
They brought in, arguably,
the worst goalie in the league.
Statistically,
the worst goalie in the league
a year ago. Yep. Swayman has all the leverage. I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for him to win this negotiation against the Bruins. And for all of the noise you'll hear out there, you can't win with a highly paid goalie. Not true.
Vasilevsky's won multiple times.
Who
won last year?
Oh, that'd be Sergei Bobrovsky.
Does he get paid a lot?
One of the most highly compensated goaltenders in the NHL. Now, look,
he has to play his ass off. Like, that's the thing. It's like, you get this contract. I think he does.
For the Bruins?
Swayman, for the Bruins. For them to win, you can't pay the goalie that much. Just like we say in all sports and some of the, you know, the NFL contracts, you don't regret the contract if the guy plays really well.
Yeah.
Nobody's like, can you believe what they're paying Patrick Mahomes? It's like, yeah, I can. They should probably pay him more.
Yeah, right? He's underpaid.
And like when Tatum and Brown broke through and won the title, you're not then thinking, oh my God, they're getting $50, $60 million. No, they won the title. That's what they're supposed to do. So if Swayman is going to, you know, if he ends up getting this money, that would be a guy that played it right, you know, cashed in at the right time. But now you're saying going forward, Swayman, McAvoy, Pastrnak, all the pressure's on you guys. Everybody else that helps, great. But you're going to be the reason they win or lose.
Yeah.
It's going to come down to those three.
And so, look, I mean, Florida's built a great roster around Bobrovsky despite paying Bobrovsky.
Yeah.
And so he really felt like more of a passenger on that team. I agree with you. The way the Bruins are set up,
he needs to be structured. But I think he can be.
He was last year.
Yeah, right.
He was last year. They won a round. Like, do we forget the Bruins won a round last year? That's not a cup. But he advanced last season.
Right.
And I hear all the time, well, he only plays half the time.
Yeah.
Whose fault is that? That's his fault?
I don't think so. I don't think he's bagging out of games.
I think he can do it.
No.
I don't think the Bruins asked him to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this was part of their game all along with Swayman. We're going to bring him along slowly. We're going to split time with Allmark. And that way, when he hits the market, he won't have a leg to stand on. Tough. AAVs are going up throughout the NHL. The salary cap. continues to increase year after year after year. And so I think this is a player who understands his value.
He understands business. He went to business school.
That's true. He'll let you know about that.
Yep.
Yeah, he stands on business.
Sure does.
And he's committed to getting what he feels he's worth. Now, look, if he tucks tail and signs for like $7 million,
well, that's a win for Sweeney.
I'm going to say this was all a bunch of bluster and Swayman. You said you were committed to it. You're a fraud. You're a phony.
Yeah.
But if he gets north of eight, I'm going to say he won the negotiation. I'm going to say he took the Bruins to the woodshed. And I'm going to say that the Bruins bungled this thing starting years ago with Jeremy Swayman when they could have gotten in front of it. And instead, they chased it all along. And it's their own fault. They had to bend the knee and pay through the nose for Jeremy Swayman.
The other thing that's sort of been tossed out there along the way, and I don't have any info on this, but would the two sides eventually go with like a shorter term deal? Like, is it definitely going to be of the 7 or 8 year variety?
Good point.
Or is it
bridge
like
contract?
Is it a bridge contract? And we're like, all right, we'll give you more, but we don't want to get sunk in because we also want to, you know, and even though it might be their fault for not playing him the whole time, like they were going with that goalie tandem, which certainly in the regular seasons worked very well. But if they say we want to see it a little bit more, right? If we want to see like these guys that you're comparing yourself to have won cups, have won Vezinas, and have just been in the league longer, then maybe we want to see it and then we'll do it. But I don't know. And I also I'm curious about like the bad blood aspect of it too. Like does Swayman, can he get over it? Like this is clearly a hard fought negotiation. When I had mentioned the $10 million whatever a month ago, and then it was hilarious because a couple days after that, there were a lot of different scoops. Again, not to, you know, look down on other scoops, but they were like, deal's a lot closer than people are saying.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it is?
Yeah.
They're just taking a month to like talk about it?
Yeah.
Like, a good month?
It's been close for a month.
It's been close for a month?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, okay, that doesn't seem to be super accurate. But can Swayman just finally, even if he gives in a little bit, right? Say he doesn't get every last penny that he wanted, but it's still a good deal. Certainly the richest contract he's ever gotten. Does he put all that behind him? You hope that he does. You hope that these players can say, all right, now let's move on. Or is it like, I got to go somewhere else? That a little bit apples to oranges, but like Matt Judon didn't get a new contract in Atlanta, but would not have played for what he's playing for in New England.
Yeah, sometimes.
But he's going to play for that in Atlanta.
Sometimes it's easier to do that elsewhere. Not that that necessarily applies to
Swayman.
No,
the same thing happened to Chara. Remember, like they told Chara, they're like, look, we'll have you back, but your role is going to be diminished. And he's like, well, what? And then he went to, Washington, right? And like played out his career there. And just because, look, I don't want to be the guy that is doing that. So I don't think Swayman's going to want to take a discount here by any stretch.
Okay, a couple of texts, 37937. If you want to jump in on the Bruins, Jeremy Swayman, good old-fashioned scoop off here
scoop
at WEEI. Guys, he barely beat Toronto in a seven-game series. He needed overtime and a bad turnover for the Bruins to win, and he got smoked by Florida. He didn't get smoked by Florida. The Bruins got smoked. He played well. Who started game two and lost in that the Toronto series, do you recall?
The Big Linus.
That was Linus Ullmark.
Big Lean.
So I don't know. Maybe if they just gave him the series to start, they would have finished off Toronto a little bit quicker.
What do you think he's worth? Just forget what he wants and forget what the Bruins are willing to give him. What do you think Swayman, just like kind of open market, would be worth per year?
Oh, on the open market?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If he was just available to everybody.
Yeah, 8.5, 9.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something like that.
9 would make him the fourth. Now, again, Carey Price, I know that's sort of a different thing, but he's still making 10.5. Bobrovsky's making 10. Vasilevsky's making 9.5.
Yeah,
Hellebuck's making 8.5.
Okay, Bobrovsky's a good example. Most of those guys I don't think ever got to market. So, like, Bobrovsky did, and he got 10. Like 8.5, 9 million. Something like that. Bobrovsky had won a Vezina at that point. Had he won two? I forget. I think he had won a Vezina in Columbus. I may have that wrong. Maybe it was two.
It might be two.
And so that's a little different. But if you're telling me he's on the open market and there's no restrictions, 8.5, 9 million.
I would think so.
Look, I think if there's an 8 in front of it or higher, he won the deal. He won the negotiation.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, I'm rooting for him.
Well, definitely. And I think, and that's the thing. Like, do they both feel like that's palpable? Like, right? If one's saying, hey, we'll give you 6.7 and the other one wants 10 and then you land on 8. Can they both walk away feeling that that's a win? Or is there, like, they're both kind of steaming, right? Like, if the gap is that big, $3.5, $4 million, whatever the gap is, somewhere in the middle isn't ideal, especially when you go back to what he had to say about going to arbitration the year before. Like, he's still thinking about that.
Chef Boyardee on Twitter.
Nice.
At Jones WEEI, at Keefe 21. 11:10 to 2 on WEEI. You're willing to talk Bruins.
That's right.
Where other shows only talk Patriots. Also, who doesn't love a good old-fashioned scoop-off.
Scoop-off, man. That's a lot on the line and a scoop-off.
I think that's the headline here.
Scoop-off.
I think the headline is WEEI. It's your Bruins station.
Yeah,
I kind of think that's the headline here.
Yep.
People are talking to Courtney. People are talking to Keefe.
Yep.
other people are promising nebulous Bruins news soon-ish. Soon-ish.
Yeah. I'm not sure what that gets you.
I think we have pretty firm reporting, yep. Even though it's a scoop-off. People are they have a stance and they're sticking to it. Mm-hmm. So we'll hear Sweeney. We'll hear Montgomery shortly afternoon. We'll hear your Bruins thoughts as well all day long here on Jones and Keefe. Let's go to Mark in Medford. Get us started today, Mark.
What do you got, Mark?
Okay, you heard it here first. Swayman's going to sign for $8.25 million. That's what he's going to get. And I'll tell you why you guys are getting the scoops at EEI.
Why is that?
Because the other two shows in the midday and late afternoon, all they want to do is talk about Patriots and the NFL and football.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with talking football. We like
will
talking
talk
football as
today,
well.
But we'll talk Bruins. We'll talk Celtics when that season starts. We even talked a lot of Red Sox until their season ended last night.
Should we throw Mark and Medford into the scoop off?
Sure. Yeah, Mark and Medford saying 8.25. Because what he's doing is he's taking the 8.5 that's out there, yep. Then the 8 that I'm suggesting the Bruins won't go higher than.
Don't scoop shame, Keith.
I'm not scoop shaming.
You just promised you weren't going to scoop shame.
I'm not scoop shaming. I apologize.
You're just peeling back the curtain a little bit of the scoop.
I'm just analyzing.
Yeah.
Just a little magnifying glass onto that scoop. 8.25. But I'm with you. 8.25 would be a win for Swayman.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Anything eight or higher, you feel like is a win for him.
Okay.
I agree with that.
I mean, you want Bruins news. WEEI seems like the place. 617-779-7937. Coco Bombs, a Courtney Cox scoop. Scoops Keith is telling you no deal. Plus, Mark in Medford is giving you the AAV. A lot of scoopage right here on Jones and Keith.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.